I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 1027.
How you doing tonight, okay?
I'm doing pretty good. It's getting nicer out.
It's getting nicer out. Spring is like days away.
I know.
I got a countdown on my phone.
Do you really?
I have a whole bunch of countdowns. I have a countdown for spring.
Why?
Because I'm crazy like that.
You know what gets me? Here's my countdown for spring. When you look outside, like I'm on my way home from work and everything, and one day it's 5 o'clock and it's pitch black out.
Yeah.
And then the next day, there's a little bit of light. And then 2 months later, it's bright out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what gets me for spring.
I'm kidding. Look, here's my countdown for days left to winter.
Wow.
Okay? Here's my countdown for Villa Roma when I go upstate.
Oh, boy.
Because it gives me something to look forward to. Here's my countdown for a cruise that I booked for next year, for 2020. I mean, that's how crazy I am.
Wait, you book cruises that far in advance?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because it gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah,
and you work
true.
Better.
That is true.
You work better.
You do work better.
You work. How would you know? You just started working 3 weeks ago.
What are you,
21?
I've been working since I'm 14.
Making the mozzarella.
Yeah, at Ravioli Fair.
At Ravioli Fair.
On 86th Street.
That was your first job?
15th. I was 14 years old, and my mother said, one night I was going out, and I said, Ma, I need money.
Go get a job.
Yep. The next day after work, she took me in my uniform, 14 years old, to the deli, and he goes, do you know how to, the owner, his name's Steve, he goes, do you know how to use a knife or
oh,
a slicer?
Greek?
No, Italian guy. He goes, you know how to use a slicer or a knife? I said, nope. And he goes, well, you're going to find out. And then I went behind the counter, and I was with him for 4 years.
Did you cut your hands at all?
I have scars all over my hand.
My son worked in a deli, I think, 3 days on the slicing machine.
Uh-huh.
Tip of his thumb, gone.
Oh, Jesus.
Gone. Yeah.
Did it grow back? Any of it?
I don't know. I don't look at his fingers. I don't know. My first job was I was delivering prescriptions for a drugstore.
Oh no, what could have went wrong there?
I was 12 years old. I was delivering, I'll never forget, I had one of those banana bikes with the shift on on the thing there, you know, with the sissy bar in the back. And I went to deliver a prescription to this person. And I come out, I was like 12 years old, I come out of the house and the bike's gone. Brand new bike, gone. I said, you know, who's going to ride your bike? You know, this was like I go home, tell my father, the bike's gone. He goes, all right. Where'd you go? He goes, all right. Guess what? Got the bike back.
How?
I don't know. But it's back.
It's like the episode of The Sopranos where the teacher loses his car.
The car.
Tony gets a new one.
Yeah, the bike came back. I don't know where he went, but he got it.
That's awesome.
He knew where it went, and he got it. And, that was my first job. Then I worked, McDonald's,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Everybody's got to go through those jobs. Yeah. Everybody. It teaches you respect.
Do you know that McDonald's, I was reading this in, I think it was in Newsday or the Times, that more successful people in politics and doctors and lawyers, their first job was working at McDonald's.
I'm telling you, it has to be because it teaches you to feel like the lowest of the low, the way that people treat you while you're behind that counter.
Not really.
I think so. I got treated like crap when I was behind the counter.
You mean the people that you worked for?
No. Oh my God. They're like family to me still.
Yeah.
No, just the public coming in to buy things. People are nasty. When they want food, they think that just because you're working in food.
They're not angry. They're hangry.
Well, there's that too. There's those kind of people.
Yeah, because they want to eat.
And then there's the other kind of people, like, you know, they come in a suit after work and they're like, listen, sandwich now.
Yeah.
You know what I used to do to those people? Forget it.
Spit on their sandwich.
I never spit on a sandwich. I worked with one lady, though. Her name was Tony Girl.
Disgusting.
She's passed away since then. But
yeah.
We worked in Donetto's. It was on 13th Avenue and I think it was 80th.
Mm-hmm.
And Some guy used to come in, real wannabe gangster, all the time. Would come in, he'd go, listen, I want fresh ham, fresh salami, and fresh cheese. Put it on a fresh bun, and I'll be waiting right here for it.
Yeah.
Every day, I wanted to wring the guy's neck. This lady didn't take anything from anybody. So she comes in one day, and he walks in. He goes for her attention. She's busy doing something. He goes, come on, now. So that put her temperature up through her head.
Yeah, I don't like snapping. Don't snap.
But well, they think that because you're working in food that you can do that. So yeah. He ordered a panini. Mm-hmm. She had to go to the back, get the panini done and everything. I went to the back. I said, let me wrap it. I got it. She goes, no. I'll come with you. She goes in the back to the kitchen, sweeps up all the dirt on the floor in the entire kitchen, takes her shoe off, takes her sock off.
Yeah.
Dips her foot in the dirt, wipes it inside the panini.
Closes. Is this place still open?
No.
Oh, good.
Closes the panini. Cuts it up.
Yeah.
And feeds it to the guy. He sat in the deli.
Eating it.
And ate the entire thing.
Nice.
So let that teach you how to talk to the people that break their ass behind a counter. Mm-hmm. Because you earn every dollar you make behind a counter.
It's true.
You're on your feet for 12 hours. It's insane.
When I worked at McDonald's, I was in charge of the Big Mac buns.
You would be.
I was a bun maker. That's what I did.
They made the buns there?
No, they didn't make them, but I was the toaster. I used to toast the buns.
That sounds easy.
And then I went to the grill. You know, it was a fun time when you were like 16 years old.
I was just going to say, that's which McDonald's?
24th and 86th.
Oh, right by Dolphin Gym. Where Dolphin Gym is
Not
now.
When I was working there.
No, where the living room is.
Not when I was working there either.
There was a Rite Aid next to the firehouse.
There was only one gym when I was working at that. It was called, it was on Avenue U. It was Bath Beach Bodybuilding.
I can't even imagine what that was like in there.
Oh, yeah. We had our own juice bar, too.
Oh, my, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet there was a juice bar.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Not one vegetable.
Speaking of dealing with people, I heard this a couple of days ago, and this is really cool. Now, everybody knows Frank Sinatra, right? And there was a lot of, you know, stories about him, that he was a rough guy, was very nasty. Do you know that every single time that he ate in a restaurant, whether it could be in Vegas, California, New York City, any place in between, anywhere in the world, when he was done with his meal, he would set the plates up in size order, like the main plate, then the bread plate, then the little knife and fork plate, and put the utensils on there and give it to the waiters. He would never have all his dishes all over the table.
I must be the chairman of the board, reincarnated.
You do that?
Every single time. I got into an argument with someone over this once. Mm-hmm. Someone told me, because we were in a higher class restaurant.
Right.
Someone told me that that's disrespectful. It's not proper manners in a higher class restaurant.
Are you going to tell that to Frank Sinatra?
I know.
No.
I do that everywhere I go. And then the napkin on top. Mm-hmm. And I make sure that if there's any food, I put it all in one dish with the silverware.
Uh-huh.
And then any crumbs on the table, I turn the knife upside down with the flat part and put them all into one spot.
You got
spot.
One of those crumb things?
I don't have one with me, so I just use the knife. I make
I'm done, I cross the knife and the fork.
Oh, good.
You make like an X?
That's like the symbol.
That's the symbol to tell the waiter that you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that. My father taught me that.
How annoying is it when you die in an order, the waiter's circling around the table like a shark ready to take your order, and the person you're with is still looking at the menu?
Yeah, right. I know. Let's go. I know what I want. I walk into a restaurant. I know what I'm having at that restaurant. Because at certain places, I know what I'm going to have.
Well, in Brooklyn, it's like that. Right. Anywhere you went in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Like if I go to L&B, I know what I'm having there. If I go to La Palina, I know what I'm having there. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you, the biggest waste of a menu in the world was Vegas Diner. No one had to look through the menu to see what they wanted.
Because when I walked in, I knew I wanted Chinese roast pork. I knew I wanted Chinese roast pork. Did you see the woman I showed you online?
Yeah.
We thought I was kidding you.
We have a listener. Her name is, I think it's Lori. And she private messaged us a 45-page research paper on Mushu pork and where to get it from. And
Mushu?
Not Mushu.
Chinese
roasted pork. That's Mushu pork.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Hello. I know my Chinese roast pork sandwiches.
Mushu pork.
Mushu pork is chopped pork, and it's cooked with onions and garlic and vegetables, and then you put it in like a little like folded pancake.
Joe, I'm telling you, if you want to come around to the other side
of the
studio.
I don't have to come around because I know my Chinese food, okay? Mushu pork and Chinese roast pork are two different things. A Chinese roast pork sandwich is something totally different.
I don't know.
You want me to get a diner on from, you want me to get the guys from the Page Diner on the phone right now and explain it to you?
Give them a call. See if they'll come on.
Every Greek guy in the world knows how to make Chinese roast pork from a diner.
I'll look up Chinese roast pork.
You get a nice roll. You put a little garlic on there, you know, with the Chinese roast pork, a little duck sauce, and you're good to go.
Okay. Here's my
theory. Why do you got to get me agitated
I'm looking
I came
at
in there,
it.
I was nice and calm.
First of all, I don't see how anyone in their right mind could ever order this in Vegas Diner. I mean,
because it's a good sandwich.
The hamburgers barely passed the health inspection. And
hamburgers
you're ordering,
are great.
They had the
I don't eat
best
hamburgers anymore in diners, by the way. Now I have veggie burgers now.
Oh. You and Cooper?
No. My wife turned me on, and I really like them.
Come on.
No, they're really good.
Joe.
I go to Andrew's Diner and they make them. They're nice and fresh. They're really good stuff.
You're telling me
you'd
rather a vegetable burger.
Yeah.
Other than a cheeseburger deluxe, extra cheese.
I don't like what they're doing to animals, okay? And I'm changing. It's a hard battle for me, and I'm going over to the veggie way.
You know, when I watch those things about the animal cruelty, it makes me hungry.
Don't say that. Don't do that with me now. I'm changing my way now.
I can't. I could never be a vegan or vegetarian.
I want to catch somebody getting crazy on
an
animal. I
want to
catch somebody.
That's a different story. When they're beating the cow and things like that.
No, not that. You see some of these punks on, you know, they'll throw a video up on Instagram and this and that, you know, of swinging a cat against a handball court wall.
Oh, come on. They should be shot.
Shot? Please.
They should pull their fingernails off.
I'd like to do a William Wallace on them, you
know? I don't
know
who that is.
Google it. Look how William Wallace went, all right?
William Wallace.
Do you like
death?
What do you watch when you watch TV? I want to know. Do you like read things?
Read.
What do you do?
I haven't read a book since fourth grade.
What do you watch? What's the last book you read?
The last book I read?
Yeah. My Weekly Reader?
Whoa, no. Jeff. Who Moved My Cheese in seventh grade? That was the last book I read.
You never saw Braveheart?
No.
Great movie. Matter of fact, since I've seen that movie about 100 times, I want to go to Scotland.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's the Brooklyn's own Joe Causey.
That's Irish.
Oh.
But I
same thing, isn't it?
No, it's not. Scotland and Ireland are two different things.
Give me a Scottish accent.
I don't know. I just have one accent. It's called Bensonhurst, all right? That's it. But I want to go there. It looks beautiful.
It does. It looks clean.
Yeah. I like traveling.
Me too. That's the one thing that maybe this is the millennial in me coming out. Tell me if I'm wrong though, but like sometimes I look at my job and I'm like, God, I need something with more vacation days.
You just started working 2 years ago.
But I like to all right, but some companies don't have such good vacation
packages.
How
many vacation days you get now?
They don't do it by that at Entercom. They don't do it by days. They do it by
hours.
Payroll. Every time you get paid, you get 4 hours of vacation.
I don't look at that.
I know.
I don't want to be bothered with that.
I know. That's
I know when I'm going away.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been here before that.
They're pretty cool here, though.
Yeah.
I was here, too, before that.
I've got 37 weeks vacation a year.
37 weeks?
Yes.
Who did you to get that?
See, it's just between you and me.
Okay.
I got 37 weeks vacation.
Holy mother of God, 37 weeks.
No, what do you think my name is? Scott Shannon? Come on, I'm only kidding.
I hope he hears that one. You know, let's take a shot at Scott right now. I was in
Scott.
I was coming out of the studio the other day.
Yeah.
And he was coming out of his studio. Me and him always leave at the same time in the morning from the big show and from Karen Carson.
What time
in the
do
morning.
You leave?
10:01.
Oh, you don't stay after?
No.
See, you got it nice.
Well, we got the internet.
Must
we can do
nice.
It from home.
Must be nice. The only Mama Luke that comes here 4 hours before the show.
You can do it from home.
I'm old school. That's how
That's
I am,
what
my
it is.
Friend.
So me and him come out at the same time the other day, and I went, oh, Scott. And I put my hand out to shake his hand, and he looked at me up and down with that look.
Yeah.
You know that look? And he looks at me and
that
he goes,
Captain Crunch look.
Yeah, Captain Crunch look. And he goes,
I ain't shaking your hand. You're from Brooklyn.
You said that?
Yeah.
Did you clock him?
No. I said, wow, wait till Joe finds out about that one.
Oh, I didn't like that.
He's just joking, but yeah, I think.
You never know with him.
I know. He said, I ain't shaking your hand. You're from Brooklyn.
You sound like him.
I could do a Scott Shannon in the morning on CBS FM.
Too funny. I love that Scott Shannon guy.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he is.
He had me on the air there my first week as an intern for him. Never been on the air before, never even looked at a radio station before. And he goes, come in here. I'm going to put you on the air at CBS FM.
Did I ever tell you what he met me?
No.
He goes, I want to meet you. Come inside. I says, look at this guy.
Joe, come sit in here for a second.
He says, I heard you're a street guy. I turn around like I'm looking like out of, so talking to me, you know? He goes, yeah, I heard you're a street guy. You're not a radio guy. I said, no, I'm only doing this 39 years, Mr. Wow. Shannon, you know? And then after that, we just hit it off. Yeah, I like.
So he was just busting you.
He was breaking my chops, but he didn't know I'm the king of the chop breakers myself. So,
that's right.
You know what I mean?
Could you imagine Scott living in Brooklyn?
Oh, I'd love it. Love it.
Picture him online.
Love being his next door neighbor. Torment him.
picture Scott going outside one afternoon to smoke a cigar, play a little golf or something.
Yeah.
And a lady's going through his garbage.
With his hat, with his visor hat. Yeah,
to get his cans.
With his visor hat on, with his Bermuda shorts on.
Get out of my garbage over there.
Leave those cans alone.
You better put those cans down before I kick your ass on CBS FM.
I think that every DJ from CBS FM, no matter what they do, they end it with on CBS FM.
Right.
I thought that's like their thing. So if he yells at them, I feel like he'd end it with, and you better not come back only on CBS FM.
It's like when I go to the bank, I'll have two of those Sicilian twists on CBS FM. You know?
That's going to be your thing, Joe.
So, did I tell you I'm going on a broadcast?
Joe, you and your broadcast could go take a walk.
No, I am.
What are you doing now?
I'm doing something for... VisitOrlando.com.
Yeah, visit your sister.
And I'm gonna be in Orlando in March.
Oh my God!
Very excited.
What part? What are you towards the end?
Towards the end of March.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna be. I think they got me up at the Waldorf. I don't know in Orlando.
Oh, you don't know.
You know.
God bless you.
And we're gonna be focusing on the Orlando area, and the attractions and the hotels. Can't wait to do this.
So basically, you're just going to go to the parks for free, walk around, have fun.
Love it.
Talk about
I'm a big park guy. You know that.
I know.
Love, like, going to Disney and going to Universal, Harry Potter, and Pirates of the Caribbean. As soon as I get into Disney World, that's the first thing. I make a beeline, right, to Pirates of the Caribbean. And I go on 3 times in a row.
Joe, that's my favorite ride, too.
Yeah. 3 times in a row. Because I told you back months ago that I'm from Pirate. I'm from a pirate.
I'm not even getting into that again.
No,
if you want to listen to that podcast,
dead serious.
Press the back button right now and go find the one with a picture of Joe dressed as a pirate on
it. I am from the sea. That's why I love going down Florida and to the islands. I love being by the water. I don't know what it is.
I can't believe you're going away again. I mean, you did the Sandals Grenada thing, which was, I mean...
Over the top.
I don't know who you... someone owed money to you that got you that trip. I don't know what Jim Ryan borrowed
it's
from
not
you.
It's Jim Ryan, and it's nobody. I give them a quality job, my friend.
All right, so let me ask you something.
I bring their promotion and their advertisements to life on the radio. And I make people want to go and want to be there.
People ask me all the time. I'm 22. People ask me, you know, what do you want to do after radio one day? You know, what do you want to be when you grow up even more? Do you want to be, you know, anything? I say, I want to be Joe Causey and have his vacation days.
It's not vacation. I'm working while I'm there.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
Oh, no, it is.
Come on.
Are you serious?
Hold on. Never mind Orlando. You're in Sandals, freaking Grenada.
Yeah,
what
I'm
were
up
you
at
doing
7
there?
O'clock in the morning. I have to go out. I have to... They've got us doing tours all day throughout the hotel. Then we got to go like to a beach and do a tour of the beach, and they got us taking pictures in hotel rooms and everything. It's not easy, my friend.
I just want to say that when Joe came back from this, because, you know, he worked so hard, he was doing things all day.
Yeah.
He looked like a leather bag when he came out. That's how dark he was.
Wood. Joey Wood.
Joey Wood. Did your girlfriends call you that, too?
That's what they called me. Joey Wood. But, yeah, we'll be going there. It's going to be a good time. I'll tell you all about that when I get back from Orlando.
All right, you hard worker. You have a good time. Enjoy it.
You know I always will. This is Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS FM 101.1.
And intern Anthony. You hear that, radio.com? Intern Anthony from New 102.7.
And we'll catch you next time on the Brooklyn's Own podcast on CBSFM.com and radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.